You should know this as my inconceivable opulence. This is the meaning propagated by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. That Mahapurusha, Karanandaka Sai Vishnu, is known as a plenary part of Him, who is Lord Nityananda Balaram, the favorite associate of Lord Chaitanya. Now the above verse, and now I shall explain the 10th. Please listen with rapt attention. This is the 9th verse in Mangalacharana Shloka, in the 1st chapter of the Leela. I offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose partial representation called Karanandaka Sai Vishnu, lying on the Karana Ocean, is the original Purusha, the master of the illusory energy and the shelter of all the universes. This is the 9th verse in Adi Leela, chapter 1. And Kaviraj Goswami explained that 9th verse. Then we'll come up to 10th verse. Dasama Shlokir Artha Sunudhya Manam. I shall explain the 10th. Please listen in the rapt attention. Next he will explain. Up to this, he explained 9th verse. And 9th, he has started to speak about Nityananda Ram. I offer my full obeisance unto the feet of Nityananda Ram, whose partial presentation called Karanandaka Sai Vishnu, Mahapurusha. Lying in the Karana Ocean is the original Purusha, master of all illusory energy and the shelter of all universes. So, this is to say that while Sri Kaviraj Goswami going to present Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is going to present all about his associates and how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna Himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of all incarnations, a source of all expansions. Therefore, Sri Kaviraj Goswami speaks about all these things. He speaks about the Mahapurusha, this Karanandaka Sai Vishnu, who is the expansion of this Baladev Nityananda Ram. Now he will speak about Nityananda Ram. This much. Nothing is there. And here he says, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has stated that thing about that absolute truth, who always possesses inconceivable power. That Krishna is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Brajendra Kumara Ji, Sachisuta Huila Sei, Balaram Huile Nitai. It is also stated, the same thing. Who is Brajendra Kumara, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj? He is the son of Sachi Mata, Sachisuta, he is Chaitanya. And Balaram is Nityananda. And here, the same thing is stated here. So, here, yesterday we are discussing about this inconceivable tattva relating to this supreme absolute truth, Krishna. and how one can understand it. It is not easy to understand all this purpose or truth relating to Supreme Personality of Godhead, because He is Bhagavan. He is not a material person or mundane creature. Here, in this material world, the living entities are conditioned souls. They are conditioned by the illusory energy, Maya. They have forgotten their own identity. They have forgotten the Supreme Personality of Godhead also. And they have four defects, the conditioned souls. One of them is that their senses are defective. Mind is the chief of the senses. So conditioned soul's mind is also defective. So on the part of conditioned soul, this tattva cannot be understood unless one is cleansed of the dirt accumulated in the heart. One cannot understand this. Therefore, to cleanse of these darts accumulated in the heart, that means, in other words, you may say, unless heart is purified, one cannot understand this truth. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, who is most munificent incarnation, indiscriminately distributes Krishna Prem, love of Godhead Krishna, by chanting His holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is His causeless mercy. One who is fortunate enough and gets this opportunity to hear this transcendental sound vibration, the uttering the holy name of the Lord by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or the dear devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his heart will be cleansed of, and he can understand this truth. Otherwise, it is not possible to understand this truth or tattva. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, the Vaishnavas, are very, very merciful persons. They always feel pity for this conditioned souls here, bewildered souls here. So, they show their mercy by chanting this holy name of the Lord, thereby mercy will be showered in the conditioned souls, and they will be, if they can hear it, their heart will be purified. And then they can understand this thing. Who are they? What is their real identity? What is the purpose of life? How can they achieve it? Therefore, those who are real Vaishnavas, they are devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Out of compassion, they are traveling throughout the world and distributing this prem, this Krishna prem, thereby showering their mercy on all conditioned souls. This material world is not a fit place for any gentleman to live. The statement given by Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. Very nasty place. Everything here is very, very unfavorable for the attainment of perfection and the path of devotional service. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Srutam Sarvabhutanam, is the only well-wishing friend of all living entities. Always thinks of how to mitigate the suffering of these conditioned souls here. And when that Krishna comes here as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a devotee, is more merciful than Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has given one restriction while instructing Arjuna about the message of Gita, his own message. He says, don't speak this thing, this tattva, this message, avaktaya atapaskaya, to the non-devotees, those who are not devotees, and those who have not undergone any penance or austerity, atapaskaya. That means, this ought to be spoken only to the devotees. But when he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he worked out that restriction. Jar dekho tare bolo Krishna upadesh. Mor adesh guru haya tar hi desh. Mahaprabhu gave this assurance. Whomever you meet, you tell him about Krishna and his message, his instructions. That means message of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna upadesh. I order you, you become guru and deliver the whole world of these conditions. How merciful he is. He's merciful in, most merciful incarnation, Chaitanya incarnation. So, Prabhupadananda Saraswati Pad, one of the associates and great devotee, follower, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Achaitanyam idam viswam jadi chaitanya iswaram na vidu sarva shastra jnapi brahmyanti te jana. He has said this thing. In this material world, where the conditioned souls, the place of conditioned souls, who have lost their pure consciousness. If they cannot accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however great he may be, the person in this middle world, great pundit and scholar, great philosopher, great scientist, great this political leader, whatever he may be, very powerful person, very opulent, whatever he may be. If he doesn't accept the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he cannot be delivered. He'll be evolving here in the cycle of birth and death repeatedly. He says this thing. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has saw what is mercy. And one should take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, he cannot be delivered. He cannot understand this tattva. I'll speak something in Oriana, then whenever required, I'll speak again in English. In English, very well. We are speaking about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And what is the necessity of taking shelter at his lotus feet? This is our question. All great acharyas, previous acharyas of this life, coming in the disciplic succession of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, have discussed this thing. Especially, I am saying, from the statements given by Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj about this, on this question. I told you, and it is repeatedly said, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Himself. And the purpose of human life, the aim of human life is to have Krishna. Do you understand? That is the perfection of human life. How to get it, have it. So it is said that if someone will not give up the attachment towards this material world or material enjoyment, or attachment towards his so-called kith and kin, friends, those who are related with this mental body, cannot have this. So one may say, all right, I am prepared to practice such renunciation, detachment, vairagya. He says, I have taken shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now question is raised, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's very, very deep philosophy. And what is the meaning of surrendering at his lotus feet? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj says, you want to walk, do you understand? You want to move, then will you take shelter at the lotus feet of a horse for walking? Do you understand me? Very deep question, philosophically. Do you understand? You have many wants, and you want to fulfill it. Do you want to take shelter of the money to fulfill your wants? You understand? Very deep philosophy. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is such a thing that we should enjoy him, you understand? ఇస్తాడని మహాప్రభు అని అడిగినారు హిమనమి. యజయాన్ని అడిగినారు ప్రీచర్. చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఇస్ నాట్ లైక్ దాట్. సర్వ కారణ కారణం ఇస్ కాజ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ కాజెస్. ఇస్ ఇట్ ఆర్ నౌ? సుజిదానంద విగ్రహ ఈశ్వర పరమ కృష్ణ సుజిదానంద విగ్రహ నాదిరాది గోవింద సర్వకారణ కారణం బ్రహ్మ సంగీత. దట్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు. సో హిస్ సర్వ కారణ కారణ ఇస్ కాజ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ కాజెస్. హిస్ పురుషోత్తమ సుప్రీం పర్సన్. హిస్ ఒరిజినల్ పర్సన్ ఇజంట్ ఇట్. He has not come out from the time. Rather, time, past, present and future have come out from him. Understand? He is beyond all this eternal time. Do you think he is just like a bag filled with bones, skin, flesh, blood, urine, etc. Like you? You understand? He is Purana Purusha, he is the oldest person. Huh? Why he has? He has become Purusha, Purana Purusha, oldest person, and Karta, the actor, but only by creating this world. Not only this, he is Param Brahma Paramatma, he is Bhagavad Vastu, he is Bhagavan. You understand? Says, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj says this thing. Unless you know Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like this, you cannot in actuality surrender unto him. Though you say apparently or externally that I have taken shelter, but you don't know who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You understand? So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been elaborately discussed how a great Vedanta Pandit, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, couldn't understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a supreme personality of Godhead, or supreme absolute truth. Whereas his brother-in-law, Gopinatha Acharya, could understand it. You understand? Gopinatha Acharya tried his best to make him understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but failed. At last he became disgusted. He said, a light, Usara Bhumite Vijabopon, I am just sowing seed in a barren land, so it will not germinate. Then he wished, had a light, when you get his mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, then you can understand him. So Gopinatha Acharya was a devotee, a dear devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he said these things, so Mahaprabhu showered his mercy on him. And Sarvam Bhattacharya, and the plea of hearing Vedanta from him. Then he could understand, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is supreme personality of Godhead. At last, he admitted that. Vairagya vidyan is a bhakti yoga. Sikhyartham ekam purusha puranam. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhari Krupam Bodhijo Tamahum Prapadye. He said this thing. At last he says, now I surrender myself at the lotus feet of that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Purana Purusha, his oldest person. Vairagya Vidyan is a bhakti yoga, Sikhyartham ekam. Why he has come? Assuming this body of Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, to teach people his bhakti yoga. You understand? Vairagya Vidya. He has come for that purpose. Now I surrender myself at his lotus feet. Here the word Vairagya. Do you understand? This word Vairagya, Vairagya, do you know English? Detachment, renunciation. Do you understand? Vairagya. One must understand in truth what is this Vairagya. Do you understand? And how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given his philosophy on this Vairagya. Do you understand? What is his consideration on this Vairagya? One must understand this thing. Nowadays we find, we see, in this world, most of the people cannot understand the purport of this word Vairagya. Do you understand? Many think this Vairagya or Virago means something apathetic mood. Do you understand? Apathetic mood. But Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come here to make all people understand what is the real purpose of Vairagya. Do you understand? So he didn't come here as an ordinary preacher. He showed his mercy to one and all here, all living entities here on this material world. But up till now, most of the human population cannot understand this. We have attachment, the conditioned soul. We have attachment for the so-called sansara, material world. Do you understand? And if anyhow we become disgusted or develop some repulsion towards it, people think this is Vairagya. Do you understand? But this is not real Vairagya. But the actual purport of the Vairagya, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained. Do you understand? And the Vairagya Vidyan is a bhakti yoga. That verse I quoted. Quoted by Sarvam Bhattacharya. And that Vairagya is not this Vairagya, as general people understand. You understand? Some think like that. Oh, shall we give up this world? This is very dear. I am so much. So intensely attached to it. Shall I give it up? Shall I give up my parents? Who have just maintained me? Who have taken so much care for my maintenance, for my education, everything. Shall I give them up? Is it Vairagya? I cannot repay what they have given, they have done for me, my parents. Shall I give them up? Leave them? Is it Vairagya? You understand? An ordinary person who is too much attached to the samsara thinks like this. And those who have externally given up this samsara, this world, are not really renunciates. And really they have not given up. You understand? The other day, I was speaking about Rupa Goswami's Phalgu Vairagya. You understand? Can you remember? Phalgu Vairagya means not really Vairagya. Deceptive Vairagya. You understand? As the Phalgu River there in Bihar, apparently, outwardly it looks dry. There is no water at all. But it is full of water. Just you divert some sand on the bed and get so much water inside. But apparently or externally it looks dry. But inside there is water. Similarly, the so-called Vairagis are like that. Phalgu Vairagya. Deceptive Vairagya. Not real Vairagya. You understand? Attachment to samsara, attachment to this material world, and detachment from it. Not necessary. Neither attachment, not the task. You understand? But general, ordinary people, a common man, understands this. We should give up this attachment to this samsara and be detached and go to Himalayan mountain cave. And stand down there and then perform this pranayama yoga. You understand? Purak recha kumbhav. But Mahaprabhu has not taught this thing. You understand? Mahaprabhu has not taught this thing as Vairagya. In both the philosophy, Buddhism, you understand? They have one consideration. Like, you take enough food, fill your belly, then enter into the Himalayan cave or mountain cave, you understand? And then close the door of the cave with a big piece of stone and just remain there. This is detachment. You understand? So, in the cave, when you cannot get food, so you will be very, very weak, weaker and weaker and weakest. Then you cannot come to the door of the cave and just push up the big piece of mountain, I mean, say, stone there. You understand? Then what will happen to you? At last you will die there. Isn't it? Is it Vairagya? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Is it Vairagya? It is not Vairagya. It is suicide. You understand? He says it is suicide. So Vairagya means not attachment, neither attachment to this little world, nor detachment from it. And what is that? Mahaprabhu says, in whatever condition, in whatever state of life one may be, let him be there. You understand? But he should understand that what is the aim of his life and how to achieve it. By remaining in that state, in that condition, if he can achieve the aim of his life, then what is the necessity of going to Himalayan mountain cave and doing this puraka, rishaka, kumbhaka, pranayam, sadhana there? What is the necessity? One must think it up very seriously. You understand? You may remain in the home, remain in the forest. Whatever, gure thako, bone thako, sada hariboli dhara. Wherever you are, either in home or in the forest, outside home, just say Hari. You understand? Be eager enough, very much interested, develop your great interest listening to him. Listening is katha, harikatha, from bona fide authorities. You understand? People just do this with rapt attention, great interest, automatically, or eventually, your attachment to the so-called sansara will go away. And this is the real Vairagya. Mahaprabhu's teaching. And the acharyas, coming under this disciplic succession, Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu's succession, they say this thing. Asakti rahita samanda saita visaya samuha sakali madhava. Sri Hari Sevaya Jaha Anukula Vishaya Valya Tyage Hoy Bhula. This is one song Mahajananda written. The meaning is that everything is related to Krishna. You understand? Because it has been created by him. So, if you give up such thing which is or which can be utilized in the service of Hari and which is favorable for his service, if you just give up that thing saying Maya, 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 you understand? Then you commit a mistake. You understand? Then commit a mistake. So-called Vairagis, Tyagis, you understand? Commit such mistake. Mahaprabhu has not taught this thing. Mahaprabhu has taught only one thing. Just develop your love towards Krishna. And know it correctly and be convinced very well that everything is related to Krishna. And just utilize it for his service. This is real Vairagya. You understand? So my saying is that one who understands this thing in this way, he has received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mercy, the Vaishnavas, the Acharyas, Vaishnava Acharyas, those come under this disciplic succession. You understand? So they can understand this tattva. That's Kaviraj Goswami speaks here. Otherwise, nobody can understand. The proof is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He's such a great stalwart scholar, incarnation of Brahaspati, that at the outset, he couldn't understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You understand? When he got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he could. So, this is most important thing. Get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then you can understand this perfect. Otherwise, not possible. You understand?
Jai Shri Prabhupada Ji Maharaj Ki Jai.